Welcome to the Financial Health and Wealth Show, heard right here on My Talk every Sunday at 10 a.m. and available to podcast and listen to anytime at mytalk1071.com. Keyword wealth. Here to get you on the right path to your financial goals are the mother and daughter team from Clear Step Financial, Carla and Cassandra, with host Miss Shannon.
Yes, hello, and thank you for joining us for the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 1071. I am Miss Shannon. Carla, so happy to see you this morning as we are moving into this blustery day. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is just a good analogy. So out there, there's all the wind, everything's blowing away. There's all this uncertainty, all these things going down. We are going to give some information today that will be calming and less blustery than what's going on over there.
So, and you're right, and it is an example of how we feel inside a little bit, because we do feel uncertain. We don't know. There's so many people. I just heard a statistic today that 88% of all people believe that inflation in and of itself is going to affect them. Well, which it will.
Right.
And that's hard to deal with. And then you've got all the other uncertainties about life, right? We go through ups and downs in life, and we have to deal a lot with that. And I know we're thankful for a lot of things.
Absolutely. But
then we have goals to get retired and our financial goals. And that's basically what we're talking about today. But all these other things affect all these decisions that we make with our finances.
Right. And today is a great day. You can be part of the Financial Health and Wealth Show by calling us at 651-641-1071. If you just had anything like poking around in your mind, today is a great day to just have that initial call with Carla. Also a great time, just go to their website, clearstepfinancial.com, or call them at 651-600-0855 and set up that initial consultation. It's free. If you just want to have somebody just help you well, where am I? Where can I be going? What are the options? It's a great time to do it. And one of the other things I think that is fantastic with the way that you work with your potential clients at ClearStep Financial, Carla, is that they can call you today or email you today and go, but I really want to talk about this after the new year.
Yep, we can talk today. And it's a complimentary consultation, right? So usually what we do is the first time we sit down, we talk. We can either do it virtually, or we can meet in person or talk on the phone.
Right.
And just talk about some ideas you have, some goals, some concerns, some, you know, questions that you might have. And basically we talk about that and see if we're a good fit.
Right.
You know, we want to be a good fit for you and help achieve your financial goals, but we also want to make sure you're a good fit for us.
Absolutely.
And so that's that initial consultation. There's no obligation or anything, but it really, you know, part of our commitment today and why we're here on the radio is we want to help educate and teach about money and finance.
Right, which is a key pillar of what you do at ClearStep, is that sometimes it's just certain advisors, because everybody wants to be communicated in a way that makes most sense for them. So some people are probably just like, tell me what the best decision is right now in your opinion is, and I'm just going to do with it. And then there's other people like me where I'm like, I like to know all of the behind I like to know the process and the definition of words and like a lot of the minutiae I'm interested in. Not everybody would be.
Or why would you recommend this?
Exactly.
Or why this or this or this? And that's exactly, those are the details of a financial plan as to why they make sense.
Absolutely.
And set some of those goals. But, you know, part of, you know, I listen to so much out there.
Yes.
Cassandra and I both do, right?
Right.
We listen to all these financial podcasts and things like that, get a lot of information. And it's interesting to me, too, that the financial advising world, that there's only about 30%, one third of all financial advisors that have been through some of these downturns.
Right.
These major downturns where the markets have just dropped, right? And have the experience as to how to navigate through that. And so I feel very honored and privileged and thankful that I've been through a couple of these major downturns, actually many, in my career. And that's why we're called to do this. We're here to help people through all this, because you want to feel, you know, women especially want to feel good and secure about our finances. We don't want to feel like we're in this high risk environment where things can happen and then we're going to lose that security.
Absolutely.
So, and I'm not saying high risk is bad or anything like that, but what I'm saying is women in general want to feel secure. We want to feel that security that we can achieve our financial goals.
And I like to have enough information that arms me with the ability to make a decision, but then not to continually question that decision the moment I've made it.
Right.
And that helps a lot to be able to go, well, this is the right decision for me right now. Mm-hmm. And there might be things that make it go an up and a down or this, but knowing that I armed myself with enough information, you know, courtesy of my financial advisor, mm-hmm. to go, this made sense for me at this moment, and then we'll see.
Right.
And then hopefully I can go to sleep and not wake up at 2 a.m. going, okay, maybe you shouldn't have done that.
Well, mm-hmm. and as you get closer to retirement.
Yes.
And retirement can be at any age when you right. have a large enough pot of money mm-hmm. that you can live off of that or maybe live off of a part-time income stream, working part-time. So retirement is different for every single person out there. It doesn't mean age 59 and a half or 62 or 67. It could be any age. It could be older than that or younger than that.
Carla, I got to tell you, and I'm sure the producer, Sonny, would agree with me. Like, if you read all these online magazines that, like, she and I do, like Refinery 29 and stuff, every month there's an article that talks about so-and-so retired by the time she was 29 and a half. So-and-so retired by the time she was 32. Here's what I did to retire by the time I was 36. Nobody are in our age group, if you're like millennials and early Gen Xers, none of us are sitting here going, how can I work until I'm 72 and a half?
I promise we not.
No, not at all. We're like, well, we want to do things, yeah. obviously, but we're looking mm-hmm. for a variety of freedom. And we are flooded yeah. with headlines about retiring in whatever decade you're in, right?
It's not just that. It's the student loan one, too. Like,
yes,
how do you
exactly.
pay off it earlier?
Yes.
And I'm just like, dang, man, I'd have missed that ship. How do we? Is there another article for the people that missed the first ship?
I can't
the
even
first
complain.
Wave.
I'm a few years older than you, so I got those paid off. But that was because I was very, very pay-as-you-go with my mm-hmm. college career mm-hmm. kind of thing. But the milestone, but other, you know, we all have our different milestones. Like, I just got the lien release on my car, because I paid my car mm-hmm. off. And so I was very proud of myself.
This Congratulations.
Thank you. This is the second car in my adulthood that I mm-hmm. have completely paid off. And got right. it and got the little piece of paper and threw it in my safe and went, okay, that's in now in the fireproof bag in Miss Shannon's little safe that she has of a, you know, I felt mm-hmm. really good to go, that is done. Mm-hmm. And whether I end up in, you know, getting another one, and I'm not saying I'm completely free of debt. I got my house and this other stuff, but to have another thing go, well, you paid that off.
Right.
Felt good. Mm-hmm. Absolutely felt mm-hmm. good.
Being debt free mm-hmm. is a feeling that, And it's one of those things that you want to work toward achieving, right? Mm-hmm. Paying off, if it's credit card debt or those other debts, school loans, all yep. of that type of thing first, and then working on that mortgage debt
right.
as a debt. And you'd be surprised if some people, if you just set it out there as a goal, you don't have to know how you're going to achieve it. That's what a goal is.
Yes.
It's putting it out there. It's almost like you're throwing it out there to see how our mental capacity can figure it out, right?
Absolutely.
And then write it down, too. Mm-hmm. Write it. Get a little notebook. No one has to see it. Mm-hmm. Get a little notebook. Write down some of your financial goals. Maybe this is a great time, by the way, to review financial goals between now and at the end of the year. And really stretch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Throw things out. Maybe it's a savings goal. Maybe it's a debt-free goal. Maybe it's a retirement goal.
Right.
But just don't know how it's going to be achieved. You can't mm-hmm. that, you know, when you set that goal, you got to stretch and reach. And then all of a sudden what happens with our minds is we start to figure it out,
right.
especially if you're serious about it. We start to figure it out and say, okay, I could do this. I could do this. And
right.
our creative juices start to fall into place.
Over the last week, I set a income goal for 2025. And I wrote it down and I got some, I have a bunch of, cause my kids yeah. are that age. So I have a bunch of cardstock and construction paper all over the house. So I got a Sharpie and I wrote the dollar amount and 2025 yeah. on it. And I put, yeah. I put one, I keep a Bible in my bathroom. I put it in there. You know, I put it in like in my office. I put it on the refrigerator and I just put it around the house. Cause I was like, you need to get comfortable with that yeah. number yeah. so you can get to that number. And I think everybody has their little ticks and the way yep. that they gamify their goals yep. that they can get there. And it was really a number that was a stretch for me, but a number that when I said it, I was like, does that feel weird? No. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay, you haven't been there yet, but okay, you can get there. Mm-hmm. And so I always appreciate when you and Cassandra are talking about that the goal needs to stretch you some. It can't be, okay, I've already done that. That's right. A maintenance.
Right. It's like a new car, right?
Yeah.
They say, I want to buy a new car or mm-hmm. I want to buy a car. That's not a goal if you've already bought a car before.
Right.
So mm-hmm. it's so important to set a goal that you've never achieved before. And
right.
it stretches you like nothing else. Mm-hmm. And do you know it takes about 21 to 30 days to believe you can achieve it?
Right.
It's
right.
not going to happen the first day you set it or the mm-hmm. second. You got to look at it. You got to visualize it. You've got to just start to see it being achieved. And the pathway will open up for you along right. the way.
Right. And then you can work with someone like ClearStep Financial that can help you get those key financial ground level, you know, things in place. So you can go, mm-hmm. okay, if nothing else, I have these set together.
Right.
I have my security set. So I'm doing what I have to do. So you can do a few of these other things. Like, mm-hmm. do I have time to do this? Are you going to get this one luxury item for yourself? Are you, there's all those things are doable. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's lovely that we go, well, you don't have to live in a position of, I can't all the time. That's not what you or Cassandra ever right. say. We're just like, well, maybe you don't want to do that right now because mm-hmm. you have this other goal. Mm-hmm. But you can get all of these things done. And I love that attitude mm-hmm. that you have at ClearStep mm-hmm. Financial.
That's what we want to do, right, mm-hmm. is help achieve the different financial goals.
Right, right. Well, today we are going to do some specific information that's kind of a recap of a recent webinar that you had with ClearStep mm-hmm. Financial on women and investing. Mm-hmm. And why did you decide that that was one of the topics? Because you did a variety of educational topics over your educational series mm-hmm. over the last quarter. Why did you decide that women investing is one you wanted to cover?
Yeah, we have all different webinars that mm-hmm. we offer to people. They can mm-hmm. be sitting in their home and you can review the webinar. So we're going to present that information for next year, the different webinars we have. Mm-hmm. Part of it's the educational process. We know that women, a lot of men, they're hunters or whatever. So we open right. it up to women in November. But, you know, all these investing ideas are, if you're married, husband and wife together, you can talk about them. But also, most women in their lifetime will have to deal with their own finances, whether they do it now or they don't. You know, right. some single women, of course, do. Mm-hmm. But if you're married, a lot of the men take over that role. And although it's interesting because I see people, women in their 40s, 30s, 40s, that mm-hmm. are taking over more of right. that role. So it's kind of neat to see that. But it's a topic that is a very important topic for women, and some of the uniquenesses, some of these things are for men and women, right? But some of the uniquenesses specifically that women deal with right. investing.
Right. Well, when we come back, we're going to give you some great things that'll tell you about some things that are in your favor or against women as you're continuing your investment journey. You can also call us. The number is 651-641-1071. Also want to remind you that securities and advisory service offered through Harbor Investment Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. And we'll be right back here on the Financial Health and Wealth Show on MyTalk 107.1. Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on MyTalk 107.1. Also remind you, you can get this episode and previous episodes by going to our website. Go to mytalk1071.com. Keyword health. With me today, Carla, our good friend from ClearStep Financial. And we're giving some advice that, yes, it is specifically titled today. They were talking about women in investing. And there are some other things that we want to make sure that as women, mm-hmm. we look at in the reality. But this is something that if you're one of our male listeners here on My Talk, mm-hmm. you don't have to tune out. There are things mm-hmm. that will help you. And if not, there might be somebody in your circle that you'd like to pass the information along
right.
to.
Right. It's interesting, too, with women is, again, they will be in their lifetime. Most women will be dealing with their finances.
Right.
So it's, and women are very, they want to know, they, like you said, you want to know more of behind the scenes, how to do this. Why would you recommend this?
Right.
What do my numbers look like? Maybe I can retire early. These are all questions a lot of women have.
Right. And and it's one of those things that, you know, what are your intentions? Now, mm-hmm. you know, when I was successfully relationshiped, I didn't think, okay, I'm going to end up getting divorced and do this stuff myself. But I did have to remind myself, I'm like, but you were single for a long time before you got married, just mm-hmm. because of the way timing works, you know, in our society today. And you still needed to know these things. And maybe I was younger and it wasn't as pressing. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think back to some of the financial fallacies that I told myself when I was in my 20s. Like, I just remember because of the way that I grew up and didn't have a lot of these conversations when I was a kid, that I remember going, well, as long as your annual salary is more than your age, you're crushing it. Because 20-year-old Shannon didn't know about inflation and this and what you really need to be able to survive. I was just, that was the first time I'd ever gotten a full-time job. So it felt like a lot of money.
You know what's interesting, too, is that children are not taught these financial concepts in school. There should be classes. Money and finance is the number one reason why we have divorce rates out there.
Right.
So we should, there should be specific classes in grade school, in high school, college about finance, basic finance. And our world, you know, the way people make financial decisions would be so much better. They would feel good at 18, 19, doing the things that they have to do because they were taught these concepts. So hopefully that will change, and hopefully kids will learn more about money and finance. I think that whole system is changing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So when we were discussing the subject matter of women in finance and women in investing, there are some, you know, there's some realities that we have to keep in mind that, you know, we are getting to the point that there's more parity now, but for a great time in our society, women were not making as much as our male counterparts. There were other things. And so you had to be smarter with your money to be able to make the same ground.
Well, if you look at, you know, that I see a lot of the baby boomers and people, women in their 50s and 60s, a lot of them, right, have been married. And a lot of them have not made as much as their spouses.
Right.
That men were the primary breadwinners. And I'm not playing any judgment calls here on anything here. But and then women didn't make as much.
Right.
A lot of women at that age stayed home with their children. They may not have contributed as much to Social Security. So there's a lot of things that were going against women of that age. I see today, though, a lot of women in their 30s and 40s have kind of shifted. A lot of them are the primary breadwinners of the family.
And I think the jobs have changed. Like, so a lot of the jobs that women are prevailing in right now are ones that have a higher wage than what we were doing in previous decades. So, you know, even if you look into the typical female-driven jobs like registered nurses, and those positions pay so much better than if you were a primary homemaker. That's just reality.
Right, right. So you've got women in their 50s and 60s that may not have had, their Social Security benefits may not be as much, right? And maybe not their 401k investments too, maybe a little bit less than the spouse.
Right.
So those are all things that women work with, deal with. And well, that's, if you're married, then that's just the way it is, right? But one of the other things that are going against women too is that they live longer.
Yes. Yes.
You know, women are, tend to live, it's interesting. If you can reach age 65, then you have an average lifespan of almost 87 as a woman. So the longer you live, the longer you have the ability to live, which is interesting. Isn't that interesting?
Absolutely. Like, well, I've been here this long, I might as well figure out how to stay. I like that idea. Like, you know, and I think you also kind of just continue to go, well, I have a reason to be around. And so, you know, I do happen to know more women in that particular generation that are concerned about their health from a particular standpoint. And just even little things like remembering to go into and get doctor's appointments and do all these things and do the things. You know, I don't see, real talk, I don't see a lot of men in those silver sneakers classes when I walk past places at the gym. I mostly see women. So
isn't that funny?
It's so funny. So we're going to give some more great information on women and investing. We encourage you to be part of the show. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with our friend Carla from ClearStep Financial. Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 1071. I'm Ms. Shannon here with Carla Zemnick-Sizer, our friend from ClearStep Financial. You can also be part of the show. The number is 651-641-1071. So Carla, before we get back into talking about women and investing, since we've been encouraging people to be part of the show, we do have somebody on the phone right now. So we're going to do our best to give you a broad information, answer to your question. So thank you, Lisa. Thank you for calling. Lisa, it looks like you have some questions on an inheritance that is coming your way.
Right. Yeah, I do.
What's your question for Carla?
Okay, so I saved up some money of my own the last couple of years, and that's about $60,000 outside of my 401k. And now I'm inheriting some money, and that's going to amount to about $130,000. And I'm just, you know, it's all in different accounts right now. Savings account, a couple IRAs, a money market. Then I've got two 401ks. So I think that it's that I'm thinking, just to make things less complicated for my own kids if something were to happen to me, to put that all in one place. I don't know how that works with IRAs that are inherited, because they're sort of renaming those to me. And if I can just put those all into one account.
Right.
Then the other question is, I'm not sure, does it make sense just to pay off my house? Because that's about $60,000, but it's not a big deal. It's only $1,000 a month, and it's a low interest rate. So maybe that. Possibility of investing in, you know, maybe a condo just to rent out. I've got lots of ideas.
I love the fact that you have so many ideas, Lisa, because that's how my brain works too. Is I'm like, the options are limitless. Help me prioritize. Is that kind of what you're looking for, Lisa? Some help and some prioritization.
Yeah,
right.
What,
gotcha.
What makes sense? What makes sense? What doesn't make sense?
So how old are you, Lisa?
I just turned 60, and I plan on I have two jobs. I'm a nurse, so I'm going to continue that for about two more years till I get my full pension.
Okay.
And then I'm a realtor, and I'm having a lot of fun with that. And business is booming, so I'm doing great with that, and that's a lot of fun.
Good,
good. That's wonderful.
Well, and that's something that you could do. You know, retirement looks like so many different variables, right? And you've got, you know, when we receive inheritances, I always, it's a thankfulness, right? Mm-hmm. Appreciation that your family, your whoever you got that from, parents, that and I know they passed, so there's some sadness there, but they also, it's also a gift when you receive that inheritance. So it sounds like your inheritance is a combination of, I call these different tax buckets, right? You have a savings bucket, which is taxed every year. We get 1099s on those. Those could be mutual funds, savings, that type of thing. Then you have a bucket of IRAs and a 401k, which really is the same bucket if it's inherited, because it's a beneficiary. It would turn into your name, but you would still have, if it came from your mom and dad, right? Or either one, it would have their name on it. You'd have to still have it as a beneficiary IRA. You would take out a required minimum distribution on an annual basis based on the value of the account and age and all of that. So that's easy to do. Some people will probably not recommend taking it all out at once, because then you got to pay your taxes. But you could take out your required minimum distributions on an annual basis. Use that. Gosh, you could do a few things. You could use that to pay off debt. You just have your house debt. It's $60,000. I'm not suggesting necessarily to take the whole thing and pay taxes, but you could take your required amount annually and use that to pay off your home early. So you have a lot, there's a lot of options. Would you buy a rental property? You know, I think for some, it's interesting. Some people really like rental properties, and you can tell they are very good at having them. I am a person personally that this is just for me. I don't want a rental property. I don't want something that I have to deal with. I'd rather have my investments other places that I don't have to monitor and another business, so to speak.
Right.
Although
and I
do have a rental property.
Exactly. And I understand too, because I do have a rental property as well. And even though it's work, because it is a business, I enjoy that kind of work. So I could see why Lisa, if she's enjoying her real estate side of things.
Good point.
Why that seems interesting to you, right, Lisa? You're like, well, I'm already in the real estate world, so you probably have the right connections and resources to do it. Because that's the other reason, Carla, that it made more sense for me, is that my ex-husband, he's a plumber and a contractor, so I knew all the people to put it together if I needed to. It's not like I'm over there, you know, changing out electrical outlets and all this stuff. So I think that makes a difference, right, Lisa?
And some people shift. You're an RN.
Yeah, it does.
That pays your bills right now. You probably are putting money in your 403B or whatever at the hospital that you work in. So there's a lot of good things going on there. And now to look at the next 10, 15 years of your life and say, okay, what do I want that to look like? Mm-hmm. And that could be a part of it. You know, if you're interested, Lisa, I'd be more than happy to sit down and see how I can help you. Just let us know.
Perfect. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, but do you think that, so if with these couple of IRAs and savings, and does that make sense to, can you just lump them into one? Can
no.
you somehow put...
No, because they're two different taxes. You have three different types of tax categories. You have taxable, which is where the savings is, or if you have mutual funds that are liquid or stocks that are liquid, that's one tax category. Money's got to stay in that tax category. Then you have your tax deferred, which is like these beneficiary IRAs, 401ks. That's tax deferred. When you start taking money out, you pay taxes there. And then you have tax advantaged or never taxed, which is like your Roths or municipal bonds. Those are basically in that tax advantage category. So you got to keep the money in those different tax buckets, so to speak. So
if
you
she has
can't
those,
pool them together.
So I have a follow-up question for you, Lisa. So if she has all of those buckets, but she has multiple, say, IRAs, so multiple different accounts in the bucket, does it make sense for us sometimes to consolidate the things that are already in one bucket?
Absolutely, because okay. then you don't have all these accounts everywhere, right?
Okay.
But your IRAs have got to stay together. But if you have a inheritance, those are called beneficiary IRAs that you have to take required minimum distributions on an annual basis, right? They will be calculated. So your IRA, 401k from mom or dad, those can go into one bucket, mm-hmm. a beneficiary IRA bucket, and then decide what you want to do with that money.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense, Lisa?
Yes, that's exactly it.
Okay.
Several IRAs, so you could consolidate those somehow.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right,
okay.
right.
Okay. Yep.
Perfect. Well, congratulations on your complexity, Lisa. I mean, I think, I know it feels like that's one of those things where I'm going, you know what, I feel fortunate to be able to have this conversation.
There's details right. here that mm-hmm. we would be better if we talked one-on-one because mm-hmm. you have a lot of variables, a lot of details, get to know you a little bit, find out what your financial goals are. We talked about some general things, but it'll take more conversation to really help make a proper recommendation.
Right. Well, Lisa, we'll make sure that our producer gets your information. And congratulations on all
yes,
of the options
you.
That
right.
you have. So and, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, thanks so much.
You're welcome. And that's what I also think is lovely, that she says that she's 60, and we're like, wow, look at all of the options you get to have, even though you're 60. And I think that we used to go, oh, 60, that means that I'm almost done here.
I'm almost retired.
Right. And we're like, no, well, there's like a lot of things you can do now. That is fantastic.
And I, you know, when we talk to people in their 60s, it's interesting because people are not ready to just not do anything.
Right.
Many people.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are, and that's okay too, you know, especially if you've had a job that is very taxing
mm-hmm.
mentally and physically, then sometimes you just want to just
leave
me alone.
Yeah.
Right. But there's so many creative ideas about continuing like a whole new career in real estate. You know, you're a medical and now you're shifting over to that. So
right.
she's got a lot of, it's cool too.
And I love that she said that she was enjoying it and mm-hmm. having a good time at it, because isn't that what we eventually want to be able to do?
Right.
Is to be able to go, and you have suggested this before and so has Cassandra, that it's not a matter of when you retire, it means you just have to, you know, spend all of your time hanging out, watching television. It's like, no, you can retire into something that you have a passion for.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's interesting too with women regarding, we've got a couple things going against us here
okay.
as well,
mm-hmm.
is that women, because that we touched upon that, right, because they live longer, the money in there has got to be there for them for many, many, many years.
Right.
But we have also a thing going against us, which is inflation.
Right.
We talked about that last mm-hmm. week. You know, the cost of things are going up about 8%. So on an annual basis. So we want to make sure that we grow our money as women and as men, right?
Right.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
we're kind of in the same boat there. But women, because they could live longer, we want to grow our assets, but we also want to make sure we preserve them.
Right.
We don't want those big drawdowns because you can't dig out of it.
You're right.
You can't
right.
dig
we just don't
out
have
of
time.
That hole.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it almost doesn't matter what age you are, but as you get closer to your 50s and 60s, you start to question things and
right.
say, okay, I don't want that big drawdown. I don't want that. And in fact, we'll talk about a solution.
Perfect. So, and you can also be part of the show if you have a question like our friend Lisa. You can call. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Financial Health and Wealth Show. Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Share. Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 1071. I'm Ms. Shannon, here with Carla Zevnik-Sizer from ClearStep Financial. President, I love being able to say president of the company, especially when I'm talking to other women, because I think it does set an intention and a tone, you know, that you are the president, that, you know, Cassandra is the financial advisor and the branch manager, knowing that we can be in control of these things, because as you've said before, you don't hear that. You hear it more, but you don't hear it as, you know, as often. We still, it's still a industry that is driven by men.
Well, and women do like to, whether you're married or you're a single woman, women and even husband and wives do like to work with women.
Right.
It's, and I think women, if something happens to their spouse too, they like to work with women. Well, because we have a common vision, common goals, common, and we want to talk about them and discuss them and have someone that can speak a language that makes sense and not speak over our head and look down upon us or that type of thing. We want to be respected.
Right. And I do appreciate the way that you communicate and reminding everyone for during this last segment of our show, you can be part of the show. You can call us at 651-641-1071. Now, we've covered a variety of reasons why it makes sense for women to arm themselves with more information with their investments and those type of things. And you know, you know, one of the things you and I were talking about during the break is that, you know, I'm a caregiver. A lot of people in my circle are caregivers. You know, I mean, and I also know some people who are dual caregivers who are my age, where not only are they taking care of their children still, but they might be at that their age that they're helping take care of an elderly parent.
Right.
And that's just, you know, and nothing wrong with that. It's just something that happens often.
You know, it's
interesting.
As women. About 65% of women out there. It doesn't matter how old you are. You could be a daughter. You could be a mother. You could be. They take care. Women take care of other people.
Right.
They're caretakers. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is sometimes it affects the financial ability to get ahead.
Right.
Because all of a sudden they have to shift and they have to take care of a family member. Right. It could be a child. It could be adult. It could be mom and dad. And, and they are the chosen ones.
Exactly.
I always
the
say,
chosen
you're
ones.
The chosen one, aren't you?
And it happens often, especially we've seen so many stories about that happening once we swooped into this pandemic. Like when I picked my son up from school on Friday, they're like, hey, here's an iPad to send home. We might not have school next week. And I'm like, oh, here we go again. And so I was already in my head going, well, what can I pivot on my schedule for Monday and Tuesday if we're doing distance learning and he's home? Because I had meetings, I had things that I was going to do, and maybe I have to do, you know, thing. And we have shown that, you know, a lot of us are very resilient, exhausted, but resilient and able to deal with a lot of this stuff.
That's the hard thing about women, though, too, is because they are chosen to be caregivers and they choose to be those caregivers. That there's a lot, usually they have less investments, right? So less money goes into those investments. There's usually more stress too.
Yes.
Women are experiencing stress. They get the anxiety, the emotional stress. So a lot of women are working full time and they're being caregivers.
Right.
So there's substance abuse, you know,
there's mental health strains, all these things. And I think we should say, you know, if you are in that position and you're starting to feel isolated, alone, and like you're in a position that is only you, we're saying no, there are lots of other human beings going through all of the things that you are going through. So it's okay to reach out and build that support system and have some people that can take some of that off your plate. It doesn't mean that you're less by going, I have resources. Right. I'm going to tap into them.
And that's why as a financial advisors, we help women because, again, women, we want to grow our money,
right?
We want it to be there. We have our financial goals. We have our retirement goals. We want it to be there. But we also want to preserve that asset. We don't want that big drawdown to occur. And that's one of Cassandra and I, one of our specialty areas is actually preserving those assets and having daily management.
Yes.
Where the accounts are watched daily to be able to be efficient in the investing world with different sectors. Remember, things change continually with the economy.
Right.
And so if you just stick it in a mutual fund, you may not be able to pick up all the sectors, or when that sector, a sector is like, it could be hard assets right now. You know, hard assets, gold and precious metals and all of that could be a good sector to be in. But when they turn not in favor, again, you want something that's managed daily to be able to pick up all the different.
Right.
It could be building. It could be commodities. It could be, you know, these are all the different sectors of the world that you want to be efficient with.
Like a lot of my friends who dabble in this are talking to me about green resources and green energy and those type of things. So there are lots of ways that you can invest your funds that not only follow your mindset and your values, but are safe as well. Oh, not safe. That's the wrong word. That are less risky.
Right.
I guess, is that a better word than
And we are, obviously, we're in compliant world, right? Everything we talk about has to be compliant. So we usually use the word preservation.
Gotcha.
Where we can help preserve those assets when things change and when things shift. And that's where a lot of the uncertainty in the world is today.
Right.
Where people don't even trust what's going on.
Absolutely.
So if you could have a program where there is daily management, that's one of the aspects to help not only women, but women and men, to help achieve their financial goals.
Right.
It's just really key. But the healthcare is so important. It is a factor. And that leads into the long-term care as well.
Right.
You know, women, because we live longer, we are always in the back of our mind, we think of long-term care. Well, what if we were put in an assisted living? What if we had, you know, my dad was in a home, independent living, but he lived there. There was probably 10 women to one man.
Right.
Right. Because women just live longer. We were talking about this. If you go out to eat, Women usually have salads and men usually have steak. I'm not sure that's a factor.
No, but it might be something that you're like, okay, here's the reality. Maybe it's the men are like, oh, I'm going to be here less longer anyway. I might as well just have my steak. So we're going, it may not be a cause and effect. It's just something that we've noticed when we go out.
I think it's probably a lot of things if we pay attention to, we notice things. Like you said, if you're on the silver sneakers, right?
Yes.
It's mostly women.
Yes. And I'm going, okay, is it the guys just feeling like that's not, you know, their jam? Okay. But I do think that it's just fascinating to be able to go, as women, you are very capable to achieve these goals on your own and to come up with them. Mm-hmm. And there are lots of reasons why.
And it's never too late.
It's never too late.
You know, I think we think, okay, I'm at this age and I should be, you know, some people will say that to me, I should have this much invested at this age. You know, life is life.
Right.
And there's not a perfect path to achieve our financial goals because we have unexpected events that happen in our life on a daily basis.
Right.
So we have to make sure we adjust to those things and not beat ourselves up.
Right.
You know, we do not judge people. We don't have any judgments, and we just deal with where people are at, but you can achieve these financial goals at any age.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think you have to be at this age for this person, right?
Right. Well, one of the quotes that you had included on some information you sent me was this one, and I love it. There are opportunities even in the most difficult moments. And that's a lot of what we want to remind people as they are going through this financial journey, this financial advice, you know, adventure. There are ways that you can go ahead and capitalize on it. And a great way to start that conversation is to call the fine folks over at ClearStep Financial.
Right. And, you know, I like to pick up the phone. Whenever I go on a website, I look for the phone number. I want to know, can I pick up the phone and call? So feel free to call 651-600-0855 or just go to our website. Say you're from My Talk. And we'll set up a complimentary financial consultation. That's clearstepfinancial.com.
Right. And I know we have some other great resources that we're going to start in the new year, right? Some more webinars will be coming up. And so, but now it's a good time if you just want to make sure that you get it on your schedule. So it's one thing that you can go, you know, going into the holidays, I've already taken care of this.
Well, some people have time now. So I always say, don't, if you have time now, don't procrastinate.
Fair enough.
Procrastination is the number one reason why people don't achieve their financial goals. Mm-hmm. We know we need to do this. Even look at the estate plan, powers of attorney, power of healthcare. We have it in the back of our mind. We know we need to do it, but it's important just to do it.
Right.
Get the things done. Schedule the time, whether it's now or first part of the year. Contact us, and we'd be more than happy to at least schedule an initial complimentary consultation to see how we can help.
Right. Well, Carla, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. I hope that you and your family enjoy the holiday.
Thank you.
Everyone else out there, enjoy your holiday as well. Reminding you again, you can contact ClearStep Financial. It's clearstepfinancial.com. Use the phone number 651-600-0855 or go to our website, mytalk1071.com, keyword health and wellness.